The crisis engulfing Peru goes beyond one village or one oil pipeline. It's a struggle for the Amazon itself. It's happening all over the Amazon. In Brazil, where over 60% of the Amazon jungle is located, the government has been forced to strike a delicate balance between development and indigenous people's rights. Brazil has demarcated 12% of the country as Indian reserves, even though Indians make up less than 1% of the total population. When one such territory came under threat from industrial rice growers earlier this year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Indians in a landmark ruling. But critics argue in many other cases the government is financing and green-lighting projects that cut right through other indigenous lands.
The Brazilian government is, through its growth acceleration plan, is setting its sights on essentially making the Amazon investment grade, bringing companies in to exploit the natural resources of the Amazon, be it hydroelectric dams or timber exploitation or cattle ranching. And indigenous people are clearly in harm's way on many of these projects.
The government has argued the Amazon is a natural resource that must be exploited for the future growth of the country. Similar arguments are being used in Peru now. And just like Peru, the debate in Brazil has often turned violent. Indians last year attacked a government engineer at a rally protesting the building of a dam.
I think we're going to see a lot of conflicts. Virtually every hydroelectric project or road project in the Amazon is going to involve direct conflicts between the government and indigenous people, and this is only going to increase as the push for development moves forward.
Rights of indigenous people versus Amazon development. It's far from solved in Brazil, but it's a conversation that is at least taking place. Maybe the indigenous people in Peru have now forced the conversation in their country to take place. The tragedy is that it took so much violence to do so. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Sao Paulo.